I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, this has been a hell of a week, and we're only halfway through it. Today, especially, was a day where there were multiple scandals involving the Trump administration, a whole bunch of them. Any one of them that normally would be the end of the career of anyone else. But he just survives them. He just keeps on going, and his numbers stay right in the 40% approval range, no matter what he does. And just today has been quite a doozy. Just today, we learned the attempts to muzzle Dr. Fauci. We've learned about the efforts of the illegitimate heads of Homeland Security and their attempts to, and effective attempts to, actually change national security reports and falsify them. And then you've got the story of Trump knowing just how bad COVID-19 was going to be way back in February, and the audio recordings to prove that he knew how bad things would be, and they covered it up anyway. And we'll talk a little bit on Sex Science Sunday about how significant that one is. It basically confirms that Donald Trump is probably the greatest mass murderer in American history. And that was just today, in what has been a horrific week for the president. And there is more. There's stuff that actually ties into what we do here, which is talk about sex-related stuff. So let's get to that. Senator Cruz has been one of the top lickspittles to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has been pretty unkind to him. And last night on the Rachel Maddow Show, Michael Cohen revealed that all of the National Enquirer stories that attacked Donald Trump's opponents during the 2016 election, every single one, was done in coordination with the Trump White House and with Michael Cohen. And they made sure that whoever was in the lead was the one who was going to get a hit piece from the National Enquirer, including the hit piece that claimed that Ted Cruz's father was involved in the assassination of Kennedy. So I guess he felt today that he had to throw Ted Cruz a bone, so he announced that Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton were a couple of the people that he's considering adding to the Supreme Court in his second term, or, you know, if somebody just happens to die within the next 3 months or so. And what's important about that is that both Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton would be right there to get rid of Roe v. Wade immediately. But Tom Cotton came right out and said it. He said that's the first thing he would be focusing on. I'm sure Susan Collins will express some concern about that. So there's that that happened today. And then there's this absolutely mind-boggling thing that happened that we have long suspected, but this proves it pretty definitively. And it's long been believed that the Justice Department right now doesn't exist. It is now solely focused on being the personal attorney for Donald J. Trump. And there's mountains of evidence that that's the case, but this one, this doesn't even come close to the line. Now, Donald Trump is being sued for defamation. That's because he called journalist E. Jean Carroll a liar when she accused him of rape. Now keep in mind, she has DNA on a dress. Does it sound familiar to you? She has DNA on a dress. She just wants to get his DNA to prove that he really did ejaculate on her, he really did rape her, and that his claim that he doesn't know her and that she isn't his type is a lie. He's fighting like hell to give up his DNA. Well, he has replaced his lawyer, and he replaced his lawyer with Bill Barr and the entire Justice Department. Now, Bill Barr is pretending that there's something normal about the Justice Department representing the president in a rape claim, which is what this really is. And I absolutely, completely believe E. Jean Carroll. I think she was raped by the president. I believe that's true. Certainly fits in with his pattern of behavior. And I can see no reason why he shouldn't be made to give up his friggin' DNA. I mean, in the Paula Jones case, that wasn't even a contentious issue. Clinton willingly submitted his DNA, but then again, that was a consensual sexual relationship. What's being accused of, in the case of Trump, is actual full-blown rape. That's a bit more serious, and the fight on that continues. But now he's got the Justice Department. Here's the thing about that. There is a law that says that the Justice Department can defend a president when it is about his normal duties as president. When a lawsuit comes up that deals with something that, in his official capacity as president, the Justice Department can defend him. So what Bill Barr is doing and what's knocking people off their seats is he's claiming that denying that he had sex with someone is part of the normal duties of the President of the United States. Now, sure, when you say something is without precedent, you've said it for the 150th time when you're referring to Bill Barr's Justice Department. But this really is astonishing. I believe, even though he hasn't explained it, that probably the basic legal argument that Bill Barr has come up with is that basically, if the president does it, it's part of his official capacity. So if he lies about his private behavior, that's an official act, and the Justice Department should defend him. And that's just insane. No one would have argued that in the case of Clinton, that the Justice Department could have represented him in the Monica Lewinsky case. And that would even make more sense under Barr's rationalization, because the incident itself took place within the White House. But nobody would have ever thought to make that kind of argument, which just shows you how insane what Bill Barr is doing is. He has completely dismantled the Justice Department and turned it into a Trump legal machine. As analysts have explained, pretty much everything that Bill Barr has said to justify this is nonsense. And some legal experts are thinking that the plan here is to claim that Donald Trump is the government and the government cannot be sued for defamation. This is part of a process of transforming our country into a totalitarian nation, which is one of Bill Barr's major agendas and the top agenda for Donald Trump. And that's where we are pretty much right now. We are a totalitarian nation. The Constitution is regularly ignored. The laws are regularly violated by this president pretty much on a daily basis. The Supreme Court's rulings are ignored by the president. I mean, it's not really resembling anything like a democracy right now. We have one man making the decisions, ignoring Congress, doing what he wants, and a Republican Congress completely unwilling to rein him in. That's going to have to be up to the voters, and they got one shot at this. If they miss, America as we know it is done. Wow. What a week the last 7 days have been. We've learned about how Trump has contempt for Christians and soldiers, and we've seen the growing influence of QAnon, which is the absolutely insane, crazy, and according to the FBI, dangerous movement of people who believe that there is a giant pedophilia conspiracy being played out across the nation by Democratic politicians and celebrities. It's sort of the mega conspiracy that you can fold anything into, and it is completely insane. But on the Republican Party side, they're adopting it more and more. They have quite a few QAnon people running for the Senate and the House. And again, this is the craziest conspiracy theory probably ever put forward. But we just learned today that Mike Pence is kind of seemingly on board. He is doing a fundraiser with Karen and Michael Borland, who are big-time QAnon promoters. There will be a number of heavy hitters there. Trump has refused to condemn QAnon, and he is a big fan of absolutely dangerously insane Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a Georgia congressional candidate. He refers to her as a future Republican star. She is batshit bananas. And of course, the Michael Cohen book is filled with all sorts of juicy tidbits, one of my favorite being Trump saying it was much easier to pay off Stormy Daniels than to have to pay off his wife. It would be much cheaper, too. Because, according to Trump, paying $130,000 to Stormy Daniels was pocket change. And according to Cohen, Trump thought that if it did leak out, well, people who supported him would think he was a hero for sleeping with a porn star.